Chapter 12. The Aegean Sea. The people of the Aegean Sea carried the civilization of old Asia into the wilderness of Europe. When Heinrich Schliemann was a little boy, his father told him the story of Troy. He liked that story better than anything else he had ever heard, and he made up his mind that as soon as he was big enough to leave home, he would travel to Greece and find Troy. That he was the son of a poor country parson in a Mecklenburg village did not bother him. He knew that he would need money, but he decided to gather a fortune first and do the digging afterwards. As a matter of fact, he managed to get a large fortune within a very short time, and as soon as he had enough money to equip an expedition, he went to the northwest corner of Asia Minor, where he supposed that Troy had been situated. In that particular nook of old Asia Minor stood a high mound covered with grain fields. According to tradition, it had been the home of Priamus, the king of Troy. Schliemann, whose enthusiasm was somewhat greater than his knowledge, wasted no time in preliminary explorations. At once he began to dig, and he dug with such zeal and such speed that his trench went straight through the heart of the city for which he was looking, and carried him into the ruins of another buried town, which was at least 1,000 years older than the Troy of which Homer had written.